In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Put on your peace medallions and your furry vest because it's getting cold outside.
It is.
It's good to sit by a nice warm fire, which brings me to my first song.
It was a Coinky Dinky.
It is a song by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Oh, yeah.
Your favorite. No, am I going to be leaving? No. I'll stay.
It was originally released on their 1967 debut album, Are You Experienced? The song was written by Jimi Hendrix and recorded on January 11th, 1967. Noel Redding, bass player for The Experience, invited Hendrix to his mother's house on a cold New Year's Eve after a performance. Hendrix asked Noel's mother if he could stand next to her fireplace to warm himself. She agreed, but her Great Dane was in the way, so Hendrix let out with, "Ah, move over, Rover, and let Jimmy take over." Hence the line in the song. Huh? Huh? Okay.
I don't know. I don't like him.
Well,
I don't listen to him. And I think I might be walking up. No, I'll stay.
Listen and enjoy. Fire.
Stand next to your fire.
In 1969, on September 26th to be exact, the Beatles released the album Abbey Road. It was their final album that they recorded together. The classic album's cover art featured the iconic photograph of John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison walking across a street near the entrance to the famous Abbey Road recording studio. And they weren't talking to each other. That's why they're all in a straight line.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Well, talking about the Beatles, my first song is a Beatle tune, which was primarily written by Paul McCartney while he was truant from school at the age of 16. McCartney said that the song was completely co-written with Lennon. They loved writing it, and they said it was very interesting trying to learn how to become songwriters. Yeah, they're really good songwriters, too. This song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1964. Here's the Beatles with Love Me Do. $16.69, you can buy an 8-track cartridge player for just $9.99.
Wow.
This would complement the 8-track player in your car with the reverb unit.
That was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, they were good.
I had one in my 1969 Ford Excel, and someone broke in my car at school and stole it and my tapes. They left the show tunes there, though.
Well, at least
my Fiddler on the Roof. I like my show tunes, too.
At least they had good taste in music.
Oh, ha ha.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
All right, crew, light the old campfire. Get the marshmallows. It's sing-along time.
Campfire? On a boat? Wouldn't that be dangerous?
I hadn't thought of that. Oh, well, let's sing anyway. Sea dog? Oh, sing a song of Cap'n Crunch.
The sugar-sweet cereal that's fun to munch.
It's great for a friend to store even lunch.
No amount of milk will make it lose its crunch.
So all ashore that's going ashore.
The Cap'n Crunch at the grocery store.
Why can't you just bark like other dogs? I wonder if other captains have these problems. But then, they don't have a cereal named after them.
You really liked that one, didn't you?
I liked the dog.
I was never a real big fan of Captain Crunch. I liked the, like Sugar Smacks.
Oh.
You know, they made no attempt to say they were good for you. Just sugar.
You get the sweet tooth. I forgot.
Sugar Smacks.
Yeah.
Get all buzzed up in the morning.
I'll smack you.
No. Even though you are sweet. So it would be a sugar smack. Okay. I forgot what I'm doing here. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1968. Chicago riots in the U.S. were sparked in part by the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Violence and chaos followed, with people flooding out into the streets of major cities. Rioters and police in Chicago were particularly aggressive, and the damage was severe. In Chicago itself, more than 48 hours of rioting left 11 Chicago citizens dead, 48 wounded by police gunfire, 90 policemen injured, and 2,150 people arrested. Listen to Mayor Daley and the 1968 newsreel.
My mother and father told me never back down. Many men, if you think you're right.
But he was careful about when he got into fights.
Well, they don't get in unless you win.
In the mid-1960s, the nation, the city, and Mayor Daley were confronted with the realities of civil rights and the demand for black equality.
Our power does not reside in Molotov cocktails, in rifles, knives, and bricks. The ultimate weakness of a riot is that it can be halted by superior force. We have neither the techniques, the numbers, nor the weapons to win a violent campaign.
King's speech was almost prophetic. When he was killed in April of 1968, the west side of Chicago erupted in violent reaction. Daley's response was tough and clear.
Shoot to kill any arsonist or anyone with a Molotov cocktail in their hand in Chicago to fire a building because they're potential murderers.
I love the original Mayor Daley. You know, his problems in the city. Shoot him.
Later this same year, around the Democratic National Convention, Chicago would once again be a place for political protest and clashes with the authorities. And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back, get back.
In keeping with the strange goings-on of 1968, I give you a song with a very strange title.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was done by the Minnesota band Crow, but they're best known for their 1969 hit, Evil Woman Don't Play Her Games With Me.
Oh, I know that song.
Of course you do. But they also cracked the Hot 100 with this song.
Are you kidding me?
Probably like 99 and a half. The engineer needed to label the song when it was recorded, so they told him just to call it Cottage Cheese until they could come up with something better for a name.
And they never came up with anything better.
They never did, so the name stuck. Enjoy some cottage cheese.
Candy sweet from my little bag of tricks. Then walk out down the street all wild, follow me through my door. I'll lead you by the hand, my love, and take you to the top. By moon you'll say forget the clock and do it to me once again. Thank you.
Once again, it's time for us to part.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Day Old Florists, featuring a fine selection of slightly used flowers. Ed's, when you care enough to send the very cheapest.
Yeah, that's a cute one, too. Who would know if it was a day, you know, old flower?
When it says rest in peace on it, they may, they may have a clue.
Okay, you got me there.
Okay.
Mayor Daley had style, just like the girl in my next song, which Gary Lewis and the Playboys recorded, and the song reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in January of 1966.
3, 3, 3, 3.
I said 3 a long time ago, my love.
There's a long echo in here.
Here's She's Just My Style.
She's just my style.
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
Just my style.
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
my
In 1969, The Who releases...
Who?
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 You know who.
Three.
The Who releases Tammy, the first widely successful rock opera. This is the only opera that I like.
Okay.
You don't take me to any other opera.
No.
I don't like them singing.
Do you ever think of being an opera singer?
No.
Don't.
Okay.
My last song for today is about a woman who should change her evil ways. Just saying. But not
Why you. Are you looking at me?
Not you, Poopsie.
Oh, wait. Your eyes are looking at me. Why are you looking at me like that?
It is a song made famous by the rock band Santana from their 1969 debut album, Santana. Clever title.
Clever
title.
Very.
It was released as a single in late 1969, and it became Santana's first top 10 hit in the U.S., peaking at number 99999 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart on March 21st, 1970. Here is Evil Ways.
Change, baby, and every word that I say.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune. You say.